guys, welcome or welcome back to Call Your Friends. I'm Maddie and I'm here with
Pia Mance. Hi guys.
Pia's our special guest. She's my Australian friend. She lives in LA now. We'll have to do a whole episode about you and like what your life is like, because people would love to know about like why you're in LA and all of that. But today we're talking about Coachella. We just got back from Coachella. It's now Wednesday and we got back Monday. So we have all the memories fresh in our minds and we're here to share with you. We had a great time, but we have a lot to discuss. So let's get into it.
Okay, so Coachella starts on the Friday and you can go Thursday, but we decided to go Friday and we drove. I drove. We met at Erwan in the morning. We got some smoothies and coffees and stuff like that and some snacks. What did you buy?
So Pia recently found out about Go Macro Bars. So she was really excited. And she's like, is that like an Erwan exclusive item? Like, can we get them before the road trip? Like, I need them for the road trip. So we got some Go Macro Bars. We got some coffee, you know, just the essentials. I don't really remember what else, but just some snacks for the weekend, you know, got to stock up.
Yeah. So then we drove, took us about 2.5 to 3 hours, which was fine because we were expecting traffic. Then we arrived to the place to get our wristbands. And do you want to take over from here?
This is so hard with one mic. Oh my God. So we got to the place where you pick up your wristbands, which is basically like a will call situation.
Wait, can you explain what will call means? Because I received that on the thing and it said will call and I thought they were going to call me.
You mean like you thought that they would call you?
Yes. And then I thought the ticket was fake because I was like, I have to pick up the wristband. Why would they call me to give me a wristband?
That's so funny. Yeah. That's like a term, I guess, like that you're going to pick it up there. It like it's called will call.
Oh my God.
So we got to this park. It was like a big parking lot and everyone there was picking up tickets. And we're like, okay, it might take like 10, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, because people had said it's like a long wait. But I was expecting like 30 minutes max.
Also, it was so hot, at least 35 degrees Celsius and very sunny. So we were like not really vibing this moment. Also, we had had half a Go Macro and some water, but we hadn't actually eaten and it was 2 p.m.
Yeah, so we got there and we're like, what is this line? Like the line was so long and it took us probably like an hour and a half. The line was barely moving. We were like, this is actually crazy. Everyone was so hot. Like everyone was just very unhappy. And we got to the front and finally got the wristbands. They were not fake. They did not call us, but they weren't fake.
When we got to the front, I was like, oh my God, what if, I don't know, I forgot my ID or what if something. I was kind of nervous in the line. So then we drove to the hotel. We stayed at the Avalon Hotel in Palm Springs. It was nice, but it was so overpriced. But that's just Coachella weekend. So just keep in mind, Coachella is expensive. And then we got ready pretty quickly and we went to Coachella for the first night, got some Aperol Spritz and ordered out Uber and off we went.
Yeah, so this was Pia's first Coachella experience. So I want you to give, like, before we discuss every single day, I want you to give like your overall thoughts on Coachella. How it went. Yeah, like what was your overall thought based on what your perception of Coachella was from Instagram? Because it's always interesting to hear.
Yeah, so I thought Coachella was really hot all day, really busy, like you see famous people everywhere, very easy and very fun and like loads of drinks, loads of food, everything very well organized. I had no idea everything was so far apart, like no idea that it would take 45 minutes in an Uber to get there with no traffic. We didn't really see that many famous people because it was dark and it was freezing at night. Like I had a few misconceptions and just like the lines for food and stuff like that. I thought it's fine. I'm used to doing that at festivals, but I just like thought Coachella was this like amazing, everything perfect place. And yeah, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah. It's pretty like the logistics are very hard. That's what I always explain to people like who have not been or my friends who ask like, oh, how was it? I'm like, it's really fun once you get there, but the logistics of getting to the festival, actually getting inside and then like getting to where you need to go are very hard. And we actually didn't even like walk around the festival because we only got there when it was dark. Yeah. So it was kind of tricky.
That's the other thing. Like there's so much on. So, you know, we want to do a day thing. We want to have drinks at the hotel. We want to maybe see a friend before. So then by the time you get to the festival, get food or see this act, it's all very quick and rush. Like, honestly, the amount of things that are on, it could be within 2 weeks. You would spend 2 weeks if you wanted to do it all. So you kind of have to pick and choose or rush about. So that was also a bit of a misconception.
Totally. Yeah, it's very busy. On Saturday, I guess we can get into like what we did every single day.
Friday a little bit, because we need to just say Harry Styles was amazing.
Literally amazing. He was so good.
Drop dead stunning.
I think that was the highlight of my Friday for sure. I don't even remember who was on before him, because he was the highlight.
Who was on? Daniel Caesar?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. We need to tell you. So Daniel Caesar was on. He's really great. Like, he's got an amazing voice, but he's not super vibes and dancing. And I was really in like, come on, let's dance. So we listened to a few songs and then I was getting hungry and I was like, let's go get a bite to eat. You know, he's a bit boring. Let's go. We leave. We walk to go get food. We're in the line and we hear Justin Bieber has come on stage without a top, by the way, shirtless, and we missed it.
Yeah, we were eating tacos and we hear Peaches come on, and then I'm like, that is fully Justin Bieber, like 100% that's Justin Bieber in real life. And the videos later, we saw that he was completely shirtless and he came out for Peaches, which is just like very devastating that we missed that.
Yeah. Also, Maddie like knows everyone. Like, as soon as they come out, like an artist will bring out someone and Maddie will be like, oh, that's this person. Like, she knows everyone's voice. Or she'll be like, don't worry, we've still got this song and this song left. Or like, I'll ask her, what songs of theirs do I know? And she goes, this, and this. This one's on TikTok, so you'll know that. Like, she knows everything. So it's pretty good person to go with, because she really had the lowdown on it all.
It's so funny, because anyone else, if you ever ask like if I knew about pop culture or like music, my siblings would like laugh, because I don't listen to music. I only listen to podcasts. I think I'm a freak. And I honestly like don't know that many people, but you just know less than me. Like, it's kind of crazy, because I don't really know that many people. Like, my friend Sid knows every celebrity, like everyone from TV, like, because I don't really watch TV. I don't really listen to music. So I actually don't consider myself very educated on the topic, but more than you.
Yeah. I know literally no one.
So Friday night, it got very windy. And we didn't know that you really need a driver for Coachella if you don't want to walk. Like, obviously, you can totally go and not get a driver, but it would have been a lot easier if we had one, and we didn't. So we had to walk like 20 minutes-ish to this parking lot to get an Uber. And then once you're in the parking lot, it's kind of a disaster getting an Uber. But we left early the first day on that Friday night, so we actually were able to get one pretty quickly. Like, the process was seamless as it could be, but actually walking to the Uber parking lot was kind of a nightmare, because it was so windy and Coachella's in the desert, so there was dust literally blowing at us. Like, I needed sunglasses.
It almost hurt. You know when the hailstorm hits your skin and it hurts? That's what the sand and dust was like.
Yeah, you really needed like a face covering and sunglasses, because that's how dusty it was. So that was pretty bad. And then in that moment, you're like, I didn't know it was going to be like this.
I know. I was like, wow, Coachella's so overrated. I was also freezing. The first night was freezing. And I don't think we'd had enough drinks to like mask that. Mm-hmm. It's like we didn't have enough good stuff to outweigh the bad at that point. And I was like, wow, what is this place? But that was really spoiled. And it actually all turned out fine.
Yes, it was fine, but we had just been like rushed getting ready and had run to the festival. We wanted to get there before it was dark and then we didn't. And it was just like, yeah, if you had a bunch of drinks and you were like with your friends all day, it would be super fun and that would totally outweigh the bad parts of it, which is mostly like the logistics of Coachella. But at that moment, we're like, we're really tired. We had been up since like you got up at 6 a.m. So we were all just ready for bed. So we left and got home eventually, but yeah, that was a long day for sure. And then Saturday, we went to Revolve Festival, which I think we need to talk about, because there's a lot going on about Revolve Festival on TikTok, if you guys have seen. So let's get into that.
Okay, so we got told that we had to get a shuttle to the Revolve Festival. Everyone did. And one of my friends got there about an hour and a half before us and said, the line's so long, I've already been waiting. Like, she was waiting over an hour. So we were already a bit prepared for when we got there. But when we got there, it was quite chaotic. Mm-hmm. There was maybe 200 people waiting in the heat, and there was no buses, and the line wasn't moving. So we also had another friend in the line, and she was waiting for about over an hour, and she said she didn't even move up one spot. So there was no way we really could line up. But we didn't really see any of the drama, any of the fighting or any of the pushing and stuff like that. We didn't actually see that.
Yeah, our friend was there, and she was the one who was like, oh my gosh, it's been so crazy. Like, people basically will buy a ticket because they sold tickets to Revolt Festival this year, which I think was kind of the issue. And they would buy a ticket and then run to the front of the line and like cut all the people that had been waiting for hours. So of course people were mad and like they were yelling, and when a bus would pull up, everyone would run toward the bus. So obviously it was very unsafe. I don't think they had enough water for people and it was super hot. So all in all, just like a terrible situation. Also not enough security. And then our friend also said like security didn't do anything.
There was almost no security. Like when I went there, I was like, who is in charge of this? It was just a bunch of people that are pretty young. It's like almost like a bunch of kids trying to get themselves on the school bus without anyone really telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we're not doing this. Maddie, the savior of the entire trip, always somehow was managed to book an Uber. She booked us an Uber. We get our friends, we get in the Uber, finally we find it, and we start driving towards the festival, and the road was blocked and they said to us, you can't come in. Then our friend, who's a lawyer, just pipes up in the back. She winds down the window and she goes, sir. It was so funny. She literally starts yelling at all of the security. I'm pretty sure there was even actually legit police. And she got us through the line. We drove right in, and then we got out of the car into Revolt Festival and everything was fine.
Yeah, like I've seen so many negative TikToks, and I get that if you had been waiting all day, like for 4 hours, and like you never got in, I would be so mad too. So, but that just like wasn't our experience, because our friend somehow convinced them to let us in when we got there, which we weren't supposed to like drive up, but we just, I think she saw someone that worked for Revolve that she knew. So like, it was just a very lucky moment that she was like able to grab that girl and she let us in. But once we were there, it was really fun. And I think they always do a great job at like creating really fun events that people like want to capture. And like the performances were so good.
Like the event itself is stunning. There's so many little places to take photos. There was a little lake, a swimming pool. Like it was gorgeous. And then amazing food trucks. All the drinks were from 818, and I loved margaritas, so that was perfect. And then we watched Post Malone, and I love him. So who was before Post Malone?
Migos. Yeah, Migos was before. And then I feel like there was someone else, but I'm not sure if we saw them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was actually so good. He's such a good DJ. So, but Post Malone obviously took the cake. Like, he was amazing. So that was Saturday at Revolve, which was really fun. And then we got a car from there. Again, we had to leave, walk around for ages. We walked the opposite way to everyone else to try and find a car. And I don't actually know how we did it, but our friend found a car. I still don't really know, but we got in some random driver's car, which was like the best drive of our life. It was so fun because it was a Sprinter. So like there was a lot of seats and you can kind of stand up and dance. It was so fun. And then he dropped us at Coachella Festival. And then who did we see that night?
Billy was the headliner. I'm trying to remember who was before her, but she was really great. I love her, so Georgia? That was fun.
No. Oh, Megan. Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one like negative thing about our like actual Coachella experience was that we were never there during the day. And I feel like other years I've been, I guess like I didn't go to Revolve Festival sometimes, and then on the last time I went, I only went to Revolve on one day. So we were at Coachella at like 2 o'clock. So you really got a feel for what it's like, and you're able to walk around and go to, there's like 6 stages. We only went like stayed at the main stage. So that's what I would do differently if I was going to go back.
Yeah, but it is hard because I think when you went, Revolve Festival wasn't as big and amazing. Whereas this year, we didn't want to miss Post Malone because he's amazing, and we didn't want to miss Jack Harlow on the Sunday. So it's like we kind of have to be at Revolve. But that's such good marketing by them. Like, they make you stay there.
It was very fun. And then Sunday we woke up. We were a little tired. We're like, oh gosh, we have to do one more day of this. But we pushed through it. We were all just like feeling a little ill on Sunday morning, I think.
Yeah. And then I really perked up and I was feeling amazing. And then by the time we got in the Uber to leave, I was actually dying. Mm-hmm. And I was no vibes. And I kept saying to everyone, I'm no vibes, so don't talk to me.
But once we got to Revolve, the getting in experience at Revolve was way better the second day. We got in the shuttle. It was like totally fine.
The second day was like nothing had ever happened the first day. There was not one person in the line. We walked straight on. We sat on the bus for about 3 minutes while they put more people on. It was all air conditioned. And then we went. Everything was seamless. Mm-hmm. It was like, I know that the PR disaster was pretty shitty for them, mm-hmm. but they fixed it instantly. So that was amazing.
Yeah, they somehow figured it all out overnight. So we were all a little bit scared, I think, to go back, but it was fine. It was totally fine. And then we had to wait until like 7:30 to see Jack Harlow, but we were really excited to see Jack Harlow. So during that time, we were like, okay, we have to like get more energy. So this is like a really fun night. And we tried. It wasn't as fun as Saturday, but it wasn't as like lively as Saturday. We weren't as excited, but it was really good still.
Yeah, we were in way better spirits. And then we got a driver really seamlessly back to, yes, we walked a bit and then we got a driver that we'd organized to pick us up and take us to Coachella. We went straight to the parking lot that we needed to be. It was all very seamless on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then we ran straight in, and a lot of people didn't go to Jack Harlow because they thought they would miss Doja Cat, but we managed to get there for the second song. So we were like best of both worlds. And Doja was so good. And then between her and Swedish House Mafia, we went and got some food. It worked out pretty well because the food took forever, but they came on late. And then Swedish House Mafia was so good. Well, I personally loved them. Mm-hmm. And then the weekend and Swedish House Mafia like split the slot. So we got to see them both, best of both worlds, personally, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Swedish House Mafia is like so Coachella. Like that was like a true Coachella experience. I think in past years they've always had like a big DJ headliner, or even like late in the night. Like I saw Kygo one time, and it's just so good. Like the visuals are so good, the lights are so good. It was so cool. And then The Weeknd is an amazing performer. Like I was kind of shocked at how amazing he is.
Yeah, he's a great performer. And I think sometimes when they're singing, I don't know, it's hard because the speakers aren't like amazing for voices, so the DJ is so good because it's so loud and it's just so vibes, whereas sometimes the really good singers, I don't think the whole festival does them justice. Mm-hmm. I think they're probably better, I don't know, their own like show inside probably with better speakers maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for like music people, that's their complaint about Coachella. It's like not a great music listening experience. I personally don't care because I'm more there for like the experience of the whole weekend. Obviously the music was great and like we loved watching everyone, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, the sound wasn't good. But you do notice it. I noticed it more this year than I remember.
Yeah, but that's the same as me. Like I noticed it, but it didn't bother me because I'm there for like the music, the vibes, the whole thing, seeing people, just like seeing the artists. Like it's not very often you see 10 amazing artists within 3 days. Mm-hmm. That you wouldn't even see those 10 within a year. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was such a good weekend. I mean, I was very tired when I got back. Like Monday, I literally did nothing. And I also had just so much work to do, and I still do. I'm like so overwhelmed with how much work I have to do. But I think that it was very, obviously very worth it. And it was a really fun time. And it was fun to be with our friends. Like, I don't know, it was just a good time.
Yeah, it was really good. And even in all the moments of being like, oh my gosh, this is so long, this is so much effort, 100% I'm going back next year.
I know. I think everyone kind of forgets how bad the logistics of Coachella are because it's always the same. Like I knew the Ubers would be so expensive and like you have to drive an hour. I knew that already because I've done it already. But every year we all just go back. Like everyone goes to Coachella and you just kind of forget about that. And you just remember how fun it was. And like you look at photos, you're like, oh my God, that was such a fun day. Because like there's not that many days that are that fun here. Like you don't get the same level of fun as like a music festival. So it's always so worth it to go back. Like 100% we'll be going back, but maybe do things a little bit differently.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about what we wore and how you styled your outfits and everything.
Okay. So this year, well, even though I've never been to Coachella, I think this year was very understated, cool girl, relaxed. I've seen like everyone riding this. A lot of people are riding all the outfits sucked. Like why didn't anyone do something fun? But I think this year was the year to not go all out. It was like if you're trying too hard, no one was here for it. So I kind of put together a few outfits. My friend came around and helped me style a few things. And I just took a huge suitcase of a lot of things because I didn't really know what I would need. So day one, I wore jeans, a long sleeve top, and a really cute bucket hat, which I thought was perfect because I would probably wear that in LA. Actually, all of my outfits I would wear in LA on a normal day, but this outfit also kept me pretty warm as well. So that was my day one. Day two, I had no idea what I was going to wear until honestly the minute we walked out the door, I changed my top. So I wore a small little black skirt from Revolve and then a black crop top from Revolve. And then I took my big black bomber jacket from Revolve, and it was the best thing I took because it's so warm and it just went with the outfit perfectly. I wore my sunglasses all night. I had my black Balenciaga bag. I just feel like I looked really like I'd put my outfit together, but I really didn't. It just all happened at the last minute. Mm-hmm. And then day three, I again kind of figured out my outfit in the morning, like just randomly wore Maddie's bag and wore her jacket, just all worked. And I wore white cargo pants, but they're from Local European, so they're really light. So it wasn't too hot. And then I wore a jacket in the evening, sunglasses all day, just really chill. And all my outfits were really comfy. So even my mini skirt had little shorts built in. Pants were all really comfy and like loose so I could sit down and dance and everything like that. And then all of my bags as well were hands-free bags. One of them had like the option to hold it in your hand, but they all had a shoulder strap. So I didn't have to be worrying all day like about holding all of this stuff. So that was really important to me. And that was it. I probably think that when I look back at my Coachella outfits, I hope that I still will like them because right now I love them. So I hope that in 2 years I won't be like, oh my God, what was I wearing?
I feel like you won't because they are things that you would wear like in real life in LA. And Coachella, I get people want to have really fun outfits and stuff, but sometimes they go like too all out where then like if it's too trendy, that's when you look back and you're like, okay, why did I wear that? But I think that both of us had like still fun outfits, like the top that you wore on the last day was really fun and maybe not something that you would normally wear. But in general, like the vibe was very much like your personal style rather than like trying to fit in with like festival-y trends. People, yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes things are just too trendy and that trend cycle just changes so quickly. Then you look back, you're like, why did I do that? Like even I, some of my past outfits, I'm like, that was terrible. But I'll explain what I wore. I'm trying to remember Friday. Oh, Friday, I had no clue what I was going to wear. I had white pants. I was going to wear a skirt. I don't even remember what I was going to wear, but I ended up wearing these white pants from Style Attic. They're like these really nice light linen pants. And then I wore a top with a bunch of frills that I got for Coachella, but was very unsure about. And it's from Faye Parfum. I don't even want to say it. It's in French. I don't even want to say it. I linked it on my Instagram so you guys can go look. But I wore that frilly top and like left it kind of open, which is nice. And then I wore a bikini top underneath from Heavy Manners. And I actually really liked that outfit, even though I was very unsure.
Those pants. You were not going to wear the pants. Mm-hmm. And then I told her to try them on. She's like, no. And then puts them on and goes, oh.
They're just kind of big. And I don't know. Sometimes when I go out, I feel like something needs to be tight. Like if I do like loose, it doesn't look good. But I actually loved how it looked and I was so comfortable, except for my feet because I wore brand new cowboy boots, which I would definitely not recommend. There's a lot of walking. So that was a mistake, but it was fine. I didn't get like blisters that were that bad. And then day two, I wore a few different outfits. We shot a bunch of like content in the morning for Revolve. So I wore like three different outfits that day. It's kind of hard to follow outfits. I feel like if you're like looking on Instagram, you're like, what do these girls even wear? Because we like took a lot of photos. But I ended up wearing a black skirt that also had little shorts underneath, which was super comfortable. And a leather vest, and like a silk bralette and sneakers, which is really nice. My feet were much happier on day two. And then day three, I wore this denim dress from Aria. It was super fun. Probably not something I would normally wear unless it was like some sort of a themed event maybe. But I was actually really happy with it. And I feel like people thought it was cool. Like it was just like more of an outfit, you know?
Yeah, I love that dress. I love it. Like hopefully I can borrow it one day. Okay, so I think maybe we should share our like top three or top few tips for Coachella. Mm-hmm. So I have a few top tips. Number one tip is buy a battery pack or that new thing from Apple that you can charge your phone, because your phone will probably die. So just go with full charge and then bring something to charge it. Also, be aware that there's hardly any reception, so go with someone that you like and hold their hand at all times. Mm-hmm. My tip number two is, if you're going to drink alcohol, or even if you're not, have a Hydrolite before you go. It's just like hydration powder that you put in your water, and you can even have one when you get home. You won't be hungover, and it's just good for your body to not, you know, if you're standing all day, you're walking all day, you'll walk over 10,000 steps, and then drinking as well, you definitely need some hydration. And then another pro tip is, take a Go Macro in your bag, because we took them and we would eat them at the festival, because you get so hungry by 10 p.m. and sometimes the food lines are so long. And we did line up once, but we got really small tacos, and then we had our Go Macro and we were all good.
Yeah, the food, like, from what I thought, like, wasn't that great. So I think bringing a snack is a really good idea. I would say, number one, make sure your shoes are comfortable. Like, and make sure your outfit's comfortable in general, because you don't want to be like fixing your outfit all day. And then I guess going off of that, also bring a jacket. I told my friends who are going weekend too, make sure you bring a jacket. I know it feels so hot during the day, but like, it gets freezing and the wind is insane in Palm Springs. I don't know why. It's pretty crazy. Number two, I'm trying to think of another one off the top of my head. Yeah, I know, that was kind of two. So number one, be super comfortable. Number two, bring a jacket. And then number three, I think that staying as close to the festival as possible is the best, because we spent so much money on Ubers. Like, I'd never remember spending that much money on a drive, but it is a far drive from Palm Springs to the festival. So if I was going to go back weekend two or any other year in the future, I would definitely look for something like super far in advance and get it as close to the festival as possible. Like, my sister's like, should we book a house for next year? Like, something walking distance. And I'm like, honestly, yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Pia, where can everyone find you online?
My name is just Pia Mance, which is on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. And you can leave it below in case people can't understand my accent.
Yes, I'll leave it in the show notes. Make sure to go check out her TikTok. We posted tons of content from Coachella. And yeah, thank you guys. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye.